Hi, this is John Mellor, and right now I'm going to pray a prayer for healing of the mind, emotions, and addictions. And there's no distance in prayer, and God can touch you right where you are. And it's important to understand that some healing is instant, sometimes it's a process. So, you know, you can listen to his prayers as many times as you want. But just open your heart now and just relax, and I'm going to pray. And in my own personal life, I know what it is for God to have healed me from different emotional problems and depression and fear. And so if God can heal me, he can heal you. Right now, I'm going to pray. In the name of Jesus, I take authority. I break depression right now. I command depression to leave in the name of Jesus. I break the root cause of depression right now. I break all the generational curses of depression. And I command negative thoughts and all the strongholds in the mind to be released right now. I command torment to leave in Jesus' name. I command all mental and emotional heaviness to leave right now. And Lord, we ask for your peace that passes all understanding to flood the people's minds right now. I command depression to leave right now. I also pray against stress and anxiety. In the name of Jesus, I come against this feeling of always feeling overwhelmed. I command it to leave. I command insomnia to be healed. I command all worry to leave right now. Or striving, command all difficulty of switching your mind off from events of the day, or social anxiety to be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command the peace of God to come and touch your mind right now. Let all that stress just leave, all that worry leave right now. And I pray for a deep sleep tonight, a peaceful sleep. In the name of Jesus, I just cover the blood of Jesus over your mind right now to deliver you and set you free. I also pray right now against nervousness and shyness. Lord, right now, I pray for the peace to cover you and boldness to come into your mind right now. I also pray also the effects of physical emotional abuse. In the name of Jesus, I break every destructive word that's been spoken over you. Even those words that repeat themselves round and round in your mind that upset you, I break the words right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing of all the emotional hurts and wounds. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to come right now and touch people deep in their souls right now. Heal the damage. Heal those areas, the darkest areas of their souls right now. Just come and deliver them. Lord, heal the painful memories right now. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Also, where they've had problems and difficulty in trusting people, we just pray once more they can learn to trust and reach out to people. So, Lord, heal them right now, all the effects of physical and emotional abuse. I also pray against feelings of unworthiness and low self-esteem, the feeling of never feeling good enough or lack of confidence in themselves or always looking for the approval of others. So, Lord, right now, I just thank you, Lord, that you made us worthy because what you did on the cross of Calvary. And because your blood, Lord, we are precious to you and you cost you everything to buy us back. So I break this low self-esteem right now that they are available in your sight. They're precious to you. So thank you, Lord God. Also pray against fear right now. I break the spirit of fear. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And right now, I break the fear of people. I break the fear of being in crowds. I break the fear of public speaking. I break the fear of open spaces, of enclosed spaces. I break the fear of sickness and disease. I break the fear of animals, dogs or rodents. I break that in Jesus' name. Spiders or snakes, all abnormal fears and phobias I break in the name of Jesus. I also pray against social anxiety. Once again, I ask for your peace, Jesus, to come and touch them and deliver them. I also pray for fear of what others think of you. Even fear of growing up and taking on responsibility. I break fear of every kind in the name of Jesus. You know, the opposite of fear is faith. In fact, really, fear is a kind of faith in a negative form. And a peace comes as you begin to trust God and to rest in him. So I want to encourage you to reach out to Jesus and he'll give you the peace you need. And it's him who breaks that fear and to bring life back to you. I also pray against every form of mental illness. I come against bipolar disorder right now. All unstable emotions I break right now. I come against the ups and the downs. I just thank you, Lord, for your peace to come right now. All that depression and all that manic behavior to be healed in the name of Jesus. Also for schizophrenia, I break the power of schizophrenia. I declare the blood of Jesus, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional or hereditary, I break that. Whether it's drug-induced, I break that right now. I decree total healing. I command the voice to cease. I command the torment to cease. I command the psychotic episodes and irrational thinking to cease. I command all the delusions to go right now. I decree total healing right now. I command wholeness in the personality. I come against that split personality. Let wholeness come in the name of Jesus. I declare the power of the blood of Jesus right now to set you free in the name of Jesus. I also pray against Alzheimer's disease. I command healing for the mind. I come against memory loss. I pray for peace right now. Lord, I let peace come to mind right now for people suffering from Alzheimer's. A miracle in the brain, in Jesus' name. Also, people who've had brain damage from accidents and strokes, substance abuse, physical abuse. I decree total healing of the brain. And Lord, heal the damage in the nerves. And I even ask, Lord, for a recreative miracle right now. Where they've lost feeling of certain body parts or their arms or their legs. I decree a miracle right now. Heal the nerves. Heal the damage. In the name of Jesus, I break depression right now. I break fear right now. And let your peace just cover them and touch them right now. I also pray against learning disorders. A miracle in Jesus' name. You know, when I was young, I would have been classified as ADD. I couldn't learn at school and I couldn't concentrate. But God set me free. And if he set me free, he can set you free. So in the name of Jesus, I come against every problem with learning, attention deficit disorder. I decree healing right now. I command the brain to slow down. I command calmness to come, the peace of God to come right now. Also for autism, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of autism. I decree a miracle for the functioning of the mind and a miracle of the socialization processes to take place. I break the power of autism right now in the name of Jesus. I command normality for speaking right now. In every area, Lord, I break autism and also Asperger's syndrome, a miracle, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for a miracle of socialization and normal functioning in the family and society. In every area, Lord, a miracle for Asperger's, also for Tourette's syndrome. Let your healing power come and heal that right now. Dyslexia. A miracle for dyslexia right now. And delayed learning. I command normal learning, Jesus. I command normal functioning of learning at the age level right now. Also heal poor concentration. I command sharpness of the mind. I come against fogginess. I come against confusion right now. I also pray for all mental, auditory, and visual processing disorders. Total normality of the mind, of the hearing, and of the sight. And the brain processing, a miracle right now for the brain in Jesus' name. Also for poor memory, I pray for a miracle for the mind. I pray for clarity of the memory right now in Jesus' name. Also poor behavior, I command a miracle in the behavior right now. I decree normal behaviors in Jesus' name. Also for hyperactivity, I command the mind to slow down, the body to slow down. Normal functioning in Jesus' name. Also heal all of his problems of social skills. Heal every area socially as well. So Lord, heal all learning disorders now in Jesus' name. I also want to pray against effects of medication on the mind. I come against drowsiness. I come against confusion. I come against inability to reason and think clearly. So I break the effects of medication on the mind in the name of Jesus. Also emotional wounds right now. I break rejection right now, abandonment, whether it's been sexual, emotional abuse, childhood fears, feelings of helplessness. Lord, heal all the emotional wounds right now. Come, Holy Spirit, just come and set these people free in your precious name. Total healing of the emotions. And Lord, I pray against guilt and shame. You know, the Bible says that Jesus was nailed to a cross and he took all our sin upon himself. And as we call out to him, we can find total healing and forgiveness in that area. And sometimes, you know, we can have a false guilt, a false shame about things that God has already forgiven us. And so I'm going to pray right now, break the false guilt and shame right now and heal those painful memories, heal the hurt emotions right now. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've taken all the guilt and shame upon yourself, that in you, Jesus, we are made whole. I also want to pray against unnatural grief. You know, it's normal when a loved one dies or we go for a traumatic experience. It's normal to have a level of grief. That's normal. But if you grieve for too long, there can be an unnatural grief that goes on year after year and where healing doesn't come. So right now, I break that unnatural grief right now. So whoever listens to this can move on emotionally. And I break the effects of grief right now, the depression, the hopelessness. I decree total healing right now. I also pray for broken hearts. You know, it's very easy to have a broken heart where someone lets you down, or someone abandoned you. But the Bible says in Psalm 34 that when we're brokenhearted, the Lord has promised he'll be close to us. So Lord, heal every broken heart right now. Heal all the wounds of the heart in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray against loneliness right now. Heal loneliness, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, you've promised you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that you're always with us, even until the end. We thank you, Jesus. I pray against disappointment right now. Lord, with this disappointment and hurt from that, Lord, heal the disappointments of our own personal failures or others who have failed us. I break the effect of disappointment over people's lives right now. Also, those who struggle with their identity, who they are. You know, the Bible says that we are accepted in the beloved, that Christ accepts us for who we are. And our identity really is in him, the level of love and mercy he has shown us. So right now, I pray for people who struggle with their identity and struggle with the accepting themselves of who they are or how God has created them. So heal them right now, that identity struggle. Heal them in Jesus' name. I want to pray for those who just feel they just don't fit in anywhere. The Bible says in Psalm 139 that you're not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. And the Bible says that the Lord knew us even before we were born. You are special to him. So I pray for people who just don't feel they fit in. I tell you what, we fit in to Jesus, and he makes us fit in to his great love, his great plan. I pray for those people to be at peace with themselves and to accept themselves who they are. Lord, help everyone to accept them who they are in Christ. Bring peace with themselves, but who they are. And right now, I pray for those who struggle with homosexuality or attraction to the same sex. I break the powers of darkness right now. I decree life. I decree the truth of the gospel right now to come and bring healing in their emotions, healing in their minds right now. I pray for freedom in that area. In the name of Jesus, I pray for deliverance through the power of the blood of Christ. I pray also for those who struggle with perverse thoughts and unnatural compulsions. Once again, I take authority through the blood of Jesus. I break every stronghold of the enemy, and I decree wholesome thoughts. Also, those who have death wishes, I break all death wishes. I break off all suicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. I break off those who have self-harming and cutting. Set them free in Jesus' name. Those who have sadistic urges, I break that. I declare the power of the blood of Jesus to deliver them right now. Those who suffer hopelessness and aggression, irritability, resentful attitudes, deliver them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Just come and bring peace and bring wholeness. We pray for those who struggle with forgiveness of others and themselves. The Bible says in Matthew 6:14-15, it says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, all their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive them." Right now, I'd like to pray through a prayer of forgiveness. You know, healing comes as we forgive others and as we forgive ourselves. This is a simple but powerful prayer. I want to invite you to say this prayer with me. And I know God's going to release many people right now. So as I say the prayer, I'd like to invite you to repeat the prayer with me. Okay, let's just pray this prayer for forgiveness. Lord Jesus, I thank you that on the cross, you took all my sin and suffering. I come before you to repent of any unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment I've held towards people who've hurt me or who I've blamed for my problems, including myself and you, God. I choose to forgive. Now put the person's name in there who's hurt you for having, and put the reason why they've hurt you. I release these people to you, Lord. Please bless and heal them. And please release me, bless me, and heal me and my emotions and memories. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Right now, I want to pray against eating disorders. In the name of Jesus, I break anorexia, bulimia, gluttony, comfort eating, obesity. I break every eating disorder in the name of Jesus. I declare the power of the blood. I decree total freedom right now. Total normal eating habits. I break all the lies, the words that come into people's minds that tell them they're too skinny or too fat or too ugly. I break this right now. I decree peace for the mind. I declare total deliverance from eating disorders in the name of Jesus. I also pray against addictions of every kind. I break the spirit of addiction in Jesus' name. I break addiction to alcohol. I break addiction to cigarettes and tobacco. I break addiction to drugs of every kind, from marijuana, LSD, crack, cocaine, heroin, prescription drugs. I break addiction to food, gambling, video games and computers, shopping addiction, pornography, sex addiction. I break every addiction in the name of Jesus. I sever it. I break it off. I decree total healing, total restoration. I declare a miracle right now. Be free in Jesus' name. I also pray against obsessive compulsive disorder. I break all uncontrollable thinking and habits. Be free in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Total healing right now. I declare the power of the blood in Jesus' name. Be healed. In Jesus' name I pray that you are filled with peace, joy, a sense of wholeness and belonging. Be healed in Jesus' name.